Well, the big issue of the past few days has been water charges and the future of Irish water. But according to the Behaviour and Attitudes poll for RTE's exit poll last Friday, 20% of people put health as the most important issue influencing their vote. It came top of the list. 6% of people named the lack of housing and homelessness as their main issue. Well, we're joined now this morning by Fergal Hickey, emergency medicine consultant at Sligo General Hospital, and with us in studio here, Mike Allen, Director of Advocacy at Focus Ireland. You're both welcome. Fergal Hickey, I'll start with you. I suppose health is always an issue. It has been for 30 years or more, but it rarely, would you say, determines the outcome of an election.
Well, perhaps arguably it should. I mean, ironically, it seems that the public were well ahead of the politicians on this issue, that the politicians, when they spoke about health, spoke in very broad, almost glib, patronising terms about health, and certainly the debate on health that was held on RTE, there was an awful lot of nonsense spoken at that. And yet, for example, in my own area, 1.2 million patients attend emergency departments every year. And last year, about 80,000 patients spent a night on a trolley, which is completely unacceptable. And yesterday, there were 425 people on trolleys. This is killing people. I mean, that's the fact. And yet, I didn't hear anything from any politician which suggested that they, A, understood the issue, or B, is they grasped the gravity of the situation.
And yet, obviously, people in there, like the Health Minister, Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin, a former Health Minister, do they not understand the situation very well?
I think Leo Varadkar has probably had the greatest understanding of politicians recently in that role, perhaps because he was a doctor originally. James Riley simply didn't. And Micheál Martin was characterised by multiple reports on various issues and very little concrete action. And I think the important issues are to understand that these 1.2 million patients need to be seen. They're not, you know, people often think that alternatives can be provided so that if you resource primary care or if you resource alternatives, that the 1.2 million patients who attend Ireland's emergency departments will go away. They won't. The evidence is that even if you provide alternatives, the alternatives are used by other patients for other things, and the number of patients worldwide attending emergency departments keeps growing. So there does need to be fundamental investment in that. And the biggest thing that can be done to make it possible to provide the level and the appropriate standard of emergency care would there to be enough beds. So we need enough beds to be able to transfer those patients who've had their acute care, they've had their emergency care, into a hospital bed so we can get on and see the next group of patients and provide emergency care for them.
And do you believe that in this election the politicians missed that because many of them were offering tax cuts which were clearly rejected by the electorate, which suggests that the health service and indeed other services were what the voters were prioritising?
I think they have missed it. Interestingly, late in January, at the beginning of February, we sent a document, the IAEM 10, which were the 10 steps that needed to happen to actually improve emergency care in Ireland. We sent them to every member of the Oireachtas, Shannon and Dáil, and we sent them to each political party. Apart from one very small political party that wasn't even in contention for a seat, we got no response from anybody. And I think that confirms what we're both suggesting, which is that the politicians simply don't get it. For many, they see hospital services as a source of employment rather than a source of healthcare delivery, which is deeply disappointing.
Is there anything in their manifestos which impress you about their ability at least to have a plan to fix it?
Well, they talk in such general terms that there will be investment in primary care and investment in this and investment in that, and that they will fix problems. But there's nothing concrete as to how they will do it. And in fact, investment in primary care, while a good thing in its own right, and let there be no confusion about that, is not going to solve the problem of patients on trolleys, except over many years. So, you know, a lot of where they were focusing doesn't really have an impact on the problem that's currently facing us. And that's the problem that needs to be solved, because unfortunately it's causing the death of somewhere between 300 and 350 patients per year who wouldn't otherwise die. So this is more than the number of deaths on the road. And yes, nobody says that the Road Safety Authority or the work on road safety isn't important, and yet you get a sense that the politicians don't understand what they need to do to sort out the problems that are currently manifested in emergency departments, although not caused by emergency departments.
But of course that will never appear on anyone's death certificate as cause of death.
Well, maybe it will need to begin to. In other words, I think, you know, there is a responsibility on coroners, there's a responsibility on society. In the same way that in the past we didn't actually record suicide as suicide, we found all kinds of euphemisms and ambiguous terms to describe it. Maybe, you know, eventually the penny is going to have to drop. But I can actually, ironically, I can foresee a situation in 20 or 30 years' time where we have a tribunal of inquiry which looks back at how it was that this was allowed to happen, this was allowed to continue without anybody saying stop.
Fergal, thank you very much indeed. Fergal Hickey, emergency medicine consultant at Sligo General Hospital. Mike Allen, director of advocacy at Focus Ireland, is here too. Mike Allen, Micheál Martin is trying over the last few days to move the discussion away from water charges and onto dole reform and homelessness. You believe, presumably, homelessness should take absolute priority for any new government?
Well, we're realistic and we recognise there are a number of issues that people across the country need to have addressed by an incoming government. But we feel that the underlying themes which emerge from the election, which you've discussed already, are people were concerned about fairness, about public services, about sharing whatever the recovery is amongst everybody, making sure some people weren't left behind. And that seemed to, earlier on in the debate, crystallise around water charges in a way which I think is quite baffling for a number of people. And I understand that some people feel very strongly about it and nobody wants to have paid for something and other people don't. But if we get behind it, really, it surely is housing and homelessness and health are the issues which really crystallise that question. I think two moments in the debate, in the election campaign, were very significant, and a lot of politicians on doors would confirm this. RT's documentary on the homeless families really put a human face on something that Focus Ireland has been talking about for several years, and we've been trying to get across the experience of the families in the emergency accommodation and the problems they face, but to see people tell their own stories in that way was incredibly powerful. Then the figure of 125 families who became homeless in January, which is four a day in January. In February, it's not at the same rate because that included some sort of, as it were, overhang from December, but we wouldn't be surprised to see the figure between two and three per day. So every day that there's delay in the government being formed, there are two to three additional families becoming homeless.
And those numbers and those stories, did that in a way make a mockery of this talk of recovery, because it was very clear that it was very, very far away from thousands of people?
Yeah, I think that's why it was so important. And it's homelessness is an issue which is always there. It's an important issue. And it's something that Irish people care a lot about. But it's traditionally been seen as something as a social issue which could happen to somebody else. At the moment, we're in a housing and homeless crisis. So there's hardly a family in the country who doesn't know anybody, who isn't affected in some way, whether you've got a problem with your mortgage or whether you have relations or so on, or whether you're in private rented accommodation. So people recognise that the homeless problem is just the extreme end of something that they themselves are facing. So it is positive to see that a number of commentators, a number of politicians are beginning to remember that homelessness is a political issue. But what we found, what we need to do, what people are looking for is solutions. They don't want a process in which it's sort of simply running the word homelessness
well,
up the flag.
Well, have you seen anything? Pole. Have you seen anything, Mike, in the party's manifestos, the main parties, the two parties which will be vying to lead the next government, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, that says to you, yes, they have the answer here. It's in this document.
I wouldn't be dismissive of what's in the manifestos. There's a lot of hard thinking went into a number of them. But I would say that they still come down to a lot of commitments like delivering extra social housing and so on, without any clear picture as actually how it's to be done. And that's in a sense where the outgoing government came unstuck, is they put lots of money into social housing. But there's a long track between having the money available and actually having a house for people to move into. And even the rapid delivery housing and the modular housing took an extraordinary, hasn't been delivered yet. So none of them are really bringing forward solutions in terms of how that will really happen. And we need, as part of the process of formation of government, to see this crisis be one of the central points of the debate. So instead of, I know we have to have the discussion of numbers, it's crucially important, and other issues, but if we could have a government forming around real political objectives with real meaning behind them and a sort of a set of policies which we could believe in are going to deliver something. And Focus Ireland is ready and available to talk to anybody who wants ideas about how this should be solved.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in. Mike Allen, Director of Advocacy at Focus Ireland.